Welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reist, your host, and whoa, we have a full house in-house here at Tan Talk Radio. And I have some major VIP guests right here. We'll introduce them in just a minute. I know I have a very dear friend on the phone, Deanna Brown.
Hi, it's Deanna Millay.
Oh, Deanna Millay. We have Deanna Brown calling after. We have two Deannas on this show in the beginning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you, Dawn.
Oh, I've been just bragging about you. I said, you know, here's a gal that started out in pageants and modeling and acting in Los Angeles, and now you are on the road to superstardom, and you are actually the star of Container Wars, and then from there, you're doing your own show called Gold Diggers.
Yes, it's actually called OC Gold Diggers. I am the executive producer as well as the creator. And we are working alongside with GRB Productions on the project, and we are extremely excited. I have an amazing cast of women that are actually former beauty pageant winners themselves, and they're just dear, dear friends of mine, and it's going to be a fun, competitive.
Oh, wow.
I can't talk about it too much. I can't let the cat out of the bag, but it's going to be a fun show. But don't let the name fool you, Dawn. OC Gold Diggers. It's not all about a man's deep pockets. It's all about what's inside my lady friend's closet.
Ooh, that sounds like an awesome show. We all got to tune into that. And, you know, Deanna, I wanted just to say that I saw some of the photos and everything on the Facebook. Give everyone your website, your Facebook, that they can, you know, like that page as well.
Yes, you can go to OC Gold Diggers, and it's spelled OC, separate word gold, G-O-D, and separate word diggers, D-I-G-G-E-R-S, and that's our page on Facebook, and please go like it. We have fabulous photos going up every single day telling everyone about the cast members, the different personalities on the project, and it's just, again, something to look forward to, and I'm really extremely excited about it because, yes, it is girl time. We all get to hang out. We get to just do a lot of fun stuff together, and if you followed me on my previous show that I was on, Container Wars, I'm still portraying the same exact, you know, icon. I am an OC treasure hunter, and I will always be a treasure hunter, and that's exactly who I am, and I'm the lady boss, of course, and that's pretty much all I can talk about for right now, but again, it's very exciting, and I'm really excited about the project.
Sounds great, and then real quick, I know we have a lot of callers, and we're going to have you call back on the 5th as well on the pageant show. How did you get your role in Container Wars? I know people are wondering.
I know, really, seriously. That all started off as a game plan on behalf of my hubby. My hubby kept telling me, hey, get back into, you know, TV and in the entertainment business. And, you know, I took the dare. And just knowing the fact of how reality TV has become so popular and it's not going anywhere anytime soon, you know, I thought to myself, hey, this would be a great way to get myself back into the entertainment business. And what better way but to play the role of yourself? And so I went out and I auditioned for Container Wars. They initially were only looking for an all-male cast. I got lucky enough to see one of the executive producers on the day that I went to audition, and I pretty much got the part right there and then, and they took a chance with the having a woman cast member, and it's pretty much history from that time on, and that's what makes it so great and unique, because I've played with the boys already on the Container Yard.
Okay.
And now I'm ready to play with the ladies. So
there you go.
Left side.
There you go, Deanna. I'm going to get you back for sure. And I know this is our opening show, and we have such a full house. And I wanted you to call in and be our first guest because we go way back in the pageant land. And I can't wait to talk to you more. And blessings to you, and lots of great things. I look forward to seeing from you.
Thank you so much, Dawn, and I look forward to talking to you again really soon.
I have a great show up there. All right.
Thank you.
Bye bye. All right, we have some amazing guests here, and I want to say we have Dr. Tony Luck in the house, right?
Thank you, yes.
I know, you came all the way from Africa.
South Africa.
I've never been there.
You are welcome anytime.
I have some friends that run pageants out there.
Really?
I do. We've got to hook up on that, too.
Okay.
We also have King James here in the house. King
I
James?
Love the King James.
Yes. Oh, that's my stage name. Oh, that. I love that outfit she's wearing from South Africa.
And well, this one actually is from Ghana. This is Kenty. From Ghana.
Yes.
South Africa has a different kind of look, but this is a West African look.
West African,
yes.
Yeah. I have a lot of those shikis just like that when I do my drumming.
Yes, and look at the wonderful shirt you're wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also a West African look.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, we're going to get these two on a documentary on camera as well, so you can actually see that. So let's take our caller. This is a very important call, and I know Carmelita's on the air. Carmelita? Yes. Now, I want to tell you, I was a late James Brown's entertainment reporter, mm-hmm. and there was a woman named Vonnie Sweeney that opened the doors, and her best friend was Carmelita. And Carmelita, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, blessings to you. Thank you so much for calling in. I had talked to Howard Sweeney the other day, and I told him, I said, you know, I really want to do a pre-Grammy Minutes here on, you know, Tan Talk Radio for Hollywood Connections. And since what an opening for pre-Grammy Minutes with Carmelita, the famous Carmelita in California. Tell us about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a native. I was actually born in Los Angeles, California. And one of my first loves was art and music, and it's part of my world. And I'm a former LA Unified art educator of many years, and I wound up becoming the rapping school teacher, thanks to Vonnie. And we actually made the charts, and she put me on stage with the godfather of soul, our late and wonderful James Brown. And I had about close to 40 kids with me on stage, which is an experience that I know that they will never forget because we were in front of about 3,000 or 4,000 people. But long story short, I was promoting, you know, all the positive things that the kids needed to hear through rap at that time. I was a clean rapping school teacher, nothing gangster about us, although I had worked with a lot of rough kids at the area that I was in. I started out in South Central, and a lot of the kids that I dealt with were from the Crips. And then when I got ready to what I call graduate from teaching in 1989, one of my friends who was still in the system said, and he was in Inglewood at the time, he says, oh, no, we need you over here. So they put me in the so-called opportunity school in Inglewood, and I wound up with the blood. So I've had the best of both worlds. And I was able to get those kids on stage, and I know it's something that they will never forget.
Well, Carmelita, you know, I just want to also get your music on. You're a singer, but I wanted you to say hello to everybody for the pre-Grammy Minutes, and I'm going to get you on longer. I know this is our first show, and we have so many call-ins today, and thank you for being so patient on everything. Is there any way we'll work on that after the show? I'm going to call you from the airport. But is there anything that you'd like to say real quick about the pre-Grammy events? Just a little memory for a moment?
Well, on the note that I just left, the reason I was able to do that is because of Vonnie Hilton Sweeney. She's the one who set that up for me, and that the kids were able to benefit. We also appeared on her stage on the pre-Grammy event as well, with the School of Cool. And, you know, I was a part of that from the time she started. Fortunately, my husband met her first, and she invited us in the 1980s when we first met her. And so I've been with her all 23 years, and I actually was on board from the third pre-Grammy, was when she said, Carmelita, help!
I know.
And there I was, the best way I could do with getting it off the ground, and it was history ever since. And I'm so pleased to be an original member of the pre-Grammy family. A shout-out to April Sutton and Howard Sweeney.
Yes.
All the gang that helped. And, you know, we want to do a little something in the near future with you, Don, to bring back good memories and bring back the good people, because they miss those days when people could dress up really nice for a beautiful occasion, black tie event. And we had some memorable events with some of the pioneers and shakers in the movie and television and music industry.
I do. I have a guest in the house, and we have a caller that's waiting, and I know they're going to be patient today because it's their first show. I have Dr. Toni Luck here. We need to bring her aboard. She reminds me so much of Vonnie in many different ways. She's here in the house. Say hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
You know, I just want to say my husband, who died in 94, he also created rap using Shakespeare in the Washington, D.C. school system.
Oh,
and from 1981. And I like your idea, the School of Cool. I'm going to have to use that. I'm a public speaking, a transformation specialist. So I like that idea, the School of Cool.
She's like the African queen of talk show. So I'm going to hook you up with her, Carmelita, and you'll have to bring her to one of your big events out there.
Okay, well, I'm working on something right now as we speak, a little mini production for a very sweet lady Many of you probably remember her from some of her higher days when she was really hot during the 60s. We refer to her now as Lady Java. Some of you may remember her as Sir Lady Java. But we're going to do a little something for her to celebrate her birthday today. And I'm in the middle of
I know, you caught us.
So, anyway, it's nice to meet you. And by the way, that record was on the, you can hear it. If you go to YouTube/ Ms. C. Rappin Pittman, Cool to Cool, you can hear it.
And
it was
produced by
one of our friends, Michael Wyckoff, who was with RCA at the time, and he laid down a lot of the worked with getting the tracks laid, but I did the production on it, and with the kids, I actually took my students from my school into the recording studio. Half my class was in there with me, and we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun in those days.
Carmelie, we're going to link that up to the website, so we'll let everybody know after the podcast that they can go to Tantalk, and it will go on to our Hollywood Connection site on Facebook. And we want to thank you so much, Carmelita, and we'll get you back on. You are one of my favorite people in the world as well, and God bless, and we'll get you back soon.
Okay, Belton, you're my favorite, too. Love you.
Love you,
bye-bye.
Too. I've got lots of stories for those pre-Grammy moments. We'll get you back.
I've got a book.
I know. That's why we need you back. We need you here in Florida.
Okay, Belton.
All right.
Okay,
have a blessed day. All right.
Bye.
And also, we are here in the house again, and we have, like I said, this is our first show. So what do you think so far? You know, we're going good.
Oh, real good.
Good.
I'm excited. I know you've got a lot of others in the lineup. I've got a lot of others in the lineup for next week.
And that's right. Yeah. You're going to be taking over the shows on the 12th and the 19th.
Correct.
Right. And So we're looking for artists that want to come into the studio and play music. And, you know, you're going to help. You know, this is good because they have a podcast that will help them promote themselves.
Yes. I mean, this area here, I'm looking for local talent to help promote, because where else can they go?
You know, they can't.
Yeah, this is right in the neighborhood, right in the middle of Pinellas County, and I know there's a lot of talent out here, and we're making a way for them to come out and be heard and help sponsor themselves. You know?
Exactly. And, you know, we have the Fashion Hero TV show that I'm a part of right here. You see this big poster.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing this all over the area. So we're going to be doing castings. And, you know, I've helped many people on Home Shopping Network with Randy Jackson Guitar and Keith Urban and Joey Mangone. So there's a lot of things that the public can be a part of. You know, this is not for me. This is for you all out there listening.
That's right.
You know, so we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk some more. We've got a caller on the line. Jerry is the promoter to the stars and major artists. He's my promoter. He has actually put me on camera the very first time at a Christmas parade, and I had the bug to be a reporter. I went to college for 5 years. So, Jerry, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Dawn?
I'm great. I know I have so many callers, and you know how it is with a radio show. You're going to call them up and get them out of bed in Vegas.
Right.
Call in the show. Exactly.
You've been doing this for so long. You know, we've been working together for, what, 25 years now?
We have. Jerry, I want to just, because I know we have so many minutes here, and we've got such great guests as well, and you're going to be on every show.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Are you cooking in the kitchen?
No, I just got done cooking.
Okay. Well, the reason I wanted to have everyone know what you do, give them your website, and we're doing the DawnReeseShow.com. You're helping me with that website. Tell us a little bit about Songwriters Lounge.
All right. Songwriters Lounge is a database, kind of like a Facebook. But what it is, it allows people who are in the industry to share information with other people in the industry. Like, for instance, if you just write beats or you just go ahead and you write lyrics and you don't know how to take and put the music to it, I can guide you and show you on the web how to do that. It's a free registration right now, especially if you're calling in through the Dawn Reese Show. And you go to songwriterslounge.net. And it's amazing how everything is going, you know, to what we're doing today. And, you know, with songwriterslounge.net is the main source to go into. So, but there's a lot of things that we offer. Kind of, if you can kind of think of us being like a Walmart of internet.
Exactly. Exactly.
And what I mean by that, you walk into Walmart and you're going to go to the grocery store. So you can go to the grocery store and get bananas, and then you want to go get dog food. So you go to the other end of the thing, and you get dog food. But in between there, you want to go ahead and get some crafts to take it. You can get everything. So basically, my thing on this whole thing is, it's not what you know or who you know. It's who knows you.
Right, so and I only have... Exactly, and I want to... Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. The more you can ID yourself with who you are to people, the bigger you're going to become. You can go to songwriterslounge@gmail.com and contact me by email, or you can text me, if it's okay to put that. Is it okay?
Oh, for sure, Jerry.
716. Okay, you can text me at 716-308-0669. I'll be glad to give you all the information you need. It's totally free of charge. I can tell you about things that are on the net that people don't know about that are really real, and how you can deal with people like Dawn Reese, who is one of the real people of this industry.
Well, Jerry, we're going to have you back on every show, and then we're going to talk about Pete Bennett, the promoter of the Beatles and Rolling Stones that you were actually trained under for many years, and we'll talk about that soon. But, Jerry, we have so many callers, and we have in-house guests, and I thank you so much for calling in and talking to us about the show real quick here, and we'll definitely get you back next week.
Okay, thank you, Dawn. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed the show. Dawn is the best you can work with.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. The promoter of the star is a major artist. He is a great promoter in New York. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So right now, our DJ is getting Gene Anderson on the phone from the Funkadelics. You remember? We got the funk. Yes. George Clinton has opened many doors and backstage passes for us and my reporters. And I want to talk about what I do. Is a lot of people say, what do you do? And I have reporters all over the United States. So if you want to be a reporter, you could be. And just go to DawnReeseShow.com or go to my Facebook, Dawn Reese Show, or Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio. You'll see information up there as well. And what are you doing here in Florida? Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing, Miss Talk Show Host of the World.
I'm not actually a talk show host of the world. Well, you're so kind to me.
Yes, she is.
But firstly, I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
And also King James. I know the music business. I've been around the music business for a very long time. And somehow God moved me away from being in it all the time. But some of my great friends were in the music business and are still in the music business. And it's a tough business now. So very much different than, you know, used to be A&R people, mm-hmm. you know. And now that we don't need those people because everything's either on the internet or streamed. And so it's wonderful. So first of all, congratulations for your first show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to have you
that
here.
That I could be here. I came because it's my brother's 63rd birthday tomorrow. He's my younger brother. And I have not had him and my daughter and my son and my granddaughter all together in one room.
And that's a special memory. So we decided
to drive down. I'm only in the country for a few weeks from South Africa. So we decided to take a couple days and drive down to see him. And, of course, when we got here, we knew we were going to see you because we've been communicating.
Right.
So this is a very important work you're doing.
Thank you.
And so King James, too, to even open up doors for young artists, too, because we still have great artists. You know, mm-hmm. we still have the Michael Jacksons coming up and the Diana Ross is coming up and the Stevie Wonder's coming up. They're coming. And, you know, the Pharrells, there's still every generation we have these wonderful young people.
Right.
But the music business and the industry itself has changed so much, as has television and movies. Mm-hmm. So that if you can give young people an opportunity, they don't get frustrated with these great gifts, and there's always opportunities, and
right.
you just have to open doors, and you guys are doing that, so I congratulate you so much for this opportunity, especially now when we're having the kind of problems we're having in the United States.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yet today I saw a young guy shot in the back again in St. Louis, and I think we have those kind of important issues that the music of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s was so wonderfully, beautifully.
Yes.
This modern music, I'm still trying.
I know.
Unfortunately, you love the beat, but then you listen to the words. And,
I don't want that slip by me.
Yeah,
what's
the harmony?
Yeah, God. But still, shows like yours and the new opening, I always tell people I'm BBC, born before computers. So I don't understand all the podcast business, but I do know the young people listen to it and Twitter and all that. And this is a wonderful service for
the up and coming. The great news is there are so many film directors. I have over 5,000 in casting directors and people from all over that they'll be watching this show on the internet. So you don't know what can happen from this point on because of all the connections that I've had. And that's where I built it up from the James Brown family and bringing it to Tantalk Radio. And right now I have a superstar on the line from Vegas. We've got Gene Anderson, king of the Hollywood Blues, dear friend of mine. Are you there? Are you up?
Absolutely, Miss Donnelly, and your guest was so clear about what she said. I'm in total agreement with every word.
Oh, thank you, Gene. He actually was on tour with the Funkadelics for many years, but we met. This is another pre-Grammy moment minute. We met, just a quick story, that who was the manager in Los Angeles? What was his name?
Ed Townsend, the one that wrote Let's Get It On.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
You still sound like you're getting it on. I love it.
Oh, trust me. I am absolutely in, up to my nose, past my neck in it.
Oh, Gene has got screenplays and scripts. You know, you stopped me one time when we first met at the pre-Grammy, and you took my keys, and you took me to Kinko's, and you said, I've got to put these in your hands. You've got people that can look at it. I want to tell you, he's a major screenwriter as well. But also with your new single out, you're on tour, and you're looking for promoters, is that correct, to put you in different areas?
Well, I'm looking for promoters for my champagne, but basically I got a new record called I Love You On Purpose.
Ooh,
I love it.
And I do love you and all your listeners and your friends and loved ones on purpose. It's strictly premeditated.
Ooh. I love it.
We're going to play that here in a second, Gene. And also, too, is remember when I asked Ed Townsend, or you had told Ed, you said, give her $1 million for her show, and he almost fell off the chair at the pre-Grammy event?
Yeah, well, he put himself in that position, and Ed did have the money. And I said, Ed, what you need to do is to finance Dawn and take her to the next level, because she's the only one around qualified. And just $1 million would be just enough.
I love how you think. You know, $1 million. No, a little small change.
Swallowed the microphone because I put him on a spot.
He did. And Gene, we have Dr. Toni Luckin from South Africa. She came all the way down here. And King James is here. So I'm going to hook them up with you on Facebook as well. Say hi to both of them.
King James, that's my friend.
Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing? I'm from the south side of Chicago originally.
Well, guess what? I grew up in the south side of Chicago, being from St. Louis with Alvin Cash.
Okay, all right, yeah. Well, I was with Eugene Record
and all those guys.
Yeah, I came up with the Shy Lights. They were my friends right around the corner from me, the same neighborhood.
Yeah, Eugene Record was my best friend. He was the leader of the group, and they was with Carl Davis.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And Gus Redmond got them started.
Yep. Yep. I was right there, man.
The D.O.N. with
Purvis Spain. Yeah, E. Rodney Jones, you know him.
Listen, I think, wait a minute. Now, all these young people who listen to us, I think we ought to stop dating ourselves. Y'all
that's
are
right.
going back
that's
way
right.
too
well,
far.
No, you know, I think on the contrary, because
that's another
young people
deal,
know that we
have
the longevity.
We do.
What wasn't available, they should have a longevity with what is available.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
If we see this moment, I'm sure that they can see ways of achieving a better moment in our behalf.
No, I agree with you. And listen, didn't you have a good relationship with Red Fox at some point?
Yeah, exactly, because I was with Red Fox. I knew Red Fox as a child from St. Louis, and then he blew up and went to Las Vegas. And I met Sonny Liston, the prize fighter, when I was 18. And Sonny Liston took me to Las Vegas to meet Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, you know what?
And I met Red Fox.
I mean, you said
Red Fox. I co-starred the show with Red Fox. Lord Martello Pictures, as well as the Hot Sand Hotel, will set me these videos up on there. Gene Anderson, Red Fox at the Hot Sand Hotel.
I love it.
It was 1985.
I love it. Well, you should let Dawn.
I weigh about 120 pounds then.
Dawn needs to do some audio history, because I think you did say something that I don't want to pass over quickly as a historian myself, and that is, if we could do all this in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, when there was not as many opportunities as the young people have now, it is very important that story is told, because now young people grumble over everything if they don't have enough ice in their juice, they grumble. And there were times when you guys had to go through the back door, the round door. You know, my mother was a dancer at the Cotton Club, and her friends were, you know, Lena Horne and before her, Billie Holiday. And they had to go in the back door. And, and Josephine Baker had to go to France to be recognized. And,
she's a documentary. And, we need a documentary on you.
So I'm just saying, I'm saying that that one statement that you've made, brother, is so important that if we could exist and live long under the conditions we came through, that the young people should definitely have another 200 years to leave a legacy. So that's
well,
a very...
one thing about opportunities. I got my confirmation on the importance of historical confirmment from a guy by the name of Noble Sisler. Noble Sisler and Huey Blake had the first musical, black musical on Broadway.
Yes, I remember Huey Blake.
And they discovered Ella Fitzgerald.
Wow.
And I met him when I was about 19 years old, and he was about 80, at 100 Years of Negro Progress exhibition there in Chicago in McCormick Place. And he took me to his home in New York. I was very talented as a youngster, so when I was very eager to be in show business forever, and he took me to his home in New York, and he explained to me if my ambitiousness was as legitimate as I portrayed it, my first obligation was to learn the history, the true history of black development in entertainment.
Well, Gene,
what they did, how they did it, so I would be able to have an evaluation of the importance of my contributions. And that's what the youngsters need to be exposed to. And I'm sure somewhere along the line, if they stay there long enough, they'll find that it's essential for them to be able to have an understanding about what was, and we are now a remnant of what was for their history.
Wow. Gene, that's amazing. You're calling in every week. That's all. That's it. You're just calling in from Vegas every week. Yeah, but we're going to play a little bit of a song we have ready to go. But actually, we could end this song, you know, with the show. Yes, we have two DJs here. And Gene, what was your song called again that you just wrote?
It's called I Love You.
On purpose.
And John Reese, I truly do.
Oh, Gene, we love you too, and we're going to play that music, and I'll call you after the show, and thank you so much for calling in. God bless.
Okay. Matter of fact, I'd like to say a few shout-out, if I may.
Yes.
I want to shout-out to my counselor, Mr. Al Bell, the former president of Stax, Mr. Dwayne Quinn, whom I'm doing a record deal on that record with. And I want to tell that I'm in Memphis now getting an award from the Black Pioneers Association, the 30-year award as an entertainer, and me, Denise LaSalle, is getting one. And they gave it to Elvis Presley, and they gave it to Jerry Lee Lewis, and they gave it to Charlie Pride and Willie Mitchell. Now I'm receiving one.
Congratulations.
So I want to tell everybody thanks. And Dawn Reese, you're doing an excellent job, and don't never let nothing happen but great things in your life. You control your life with God's prayers.
Yeah. Right, right. And I know our DJ Chris. Are you out there? Hi. You have a song I sent over to Ed?
Yeah, it's playing right now.
Oh, thank you.
You can't hear it?
I have a little cold.
Do we need to turn your hearing aid up on show number one?
Wait a second. I'm 55. I'm the speed limit, and I do get a discount at the thrift store.
I don't know. That's one hell of a speed limit.
I love it.
I don't know who drives 55.
I don't either, but hey, I don't feel it. That's the blessings of it. Thank God. All right, Jay, we love you. We have another caller on the line here as soon as the song is over. Keep the song going here, yeah.
Oh,
painter for your home or business? Call the Paint Wizard. In need of a new tub or countertop? Don't replace, resurface. We have an amazing client list. Motels in Clearwater Beach, apartment complexes, businesses. Call now. Ask for Bert. He is the official sponsor of Hollywood Connections. 727-218-4988. Again, 727-218-4988. Ask for Bert. And we're back. I was so excited. Now, this is what I call Hollywood Connections, because I have a definite Hollywood Connections on the line. Nancy, are you there? Are you there, Miss Nancy?
I am. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. This is Nancy McBride, correct?
Yes.
Oh, good. I can hear you. Here we go. Back to Hollywood Connections. Nancy, you were just in Atlanta casting for a major movie, right?
I was. I was casting actually for two major movies. One's called RoboDog 2, and the other one was Monster Busters.
How did that go?
It went good. I think that most of our casting that we did it in Orlando and we did it in Atlanta. And I think that we're going to be narrowing it down to our callbacks in the next couple of weeks for all the kids. We saw probably 1,000 kids.
Wow.
For our movie. Yeah, wow. With a lot of children.
Now, give your website. We kind of go way back, and we're going to get you on. You're going to be doing the casting minute calling in. Are you working on anything exciting here in Florida?
Yes, RoboDog 2 and Monster Busters. Those are the two movies that are shooting in Florida. And then I'm producing a reality series called the Amateur Pool Player, .com, which shoots in November in Florida.
Awesome. So how do they get in touch with you? I mean, for the movies, can they still audition for you here in Florida?
Florida, you could submit, yeah, you could contact me at my website, and it's www.reelkasting.com. And that is, there's a newsletter that you can sign up there and get the direct castings right to your inbox.
Fabulous. And you're going to hook up with Gene Anderson. I heard you're going to Vegas this week, right?
I am in Vegas. I don't know that our schedule's mixed, though. I was in production meetings back and forth, so I haven't, and I'm leaving today, so we didn't actually connect.
Oh, good. Well, actually, we'll still connect with you somehow on Facebook, and then I got Shai Figaro down there. He's doing Fashion Week, and I need to hook you up with him. He wants you to come to his show on Sunday in Vegas, if you can. But we have so much going to happen with you here calling in on the show. We're very excited. And, Nancy, what do you think so far? You've seen a lot of things that I've done. What do you think, of me helping the youth and the talents out there? As not a manager, not an agent, just with my show.
No, there's not enough people that do that. There's a lot of families that fall into the category of scams, and people prey on people that want to get into the acting world and the business. And I just love what you do, because it's just wholesome and just honest, and that's what sets you aside from everybody else.
Thank you, Nancy. And you're part of our camp here. And I just want you to say hi to Dr. Tony Luck. She's here from South Africa. And we have our Miss Florida Diva. She's an amazing woman. We're going to get to, talking to her very shortly. Say hi to both ladies, please, if you can, for a second. Say hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
Do you have a question for Nancy as a casting director?
I don't, actually. I just am glad that, she's out there looking to have 1,000 kids. How many kids did you need after you got the 1,000, Nancy?
11.
Yeah, but they still have an opportunity. I mean, you can't win if you don't play.
Right.
People want things, and they, it's like the guy who kept saying to God, I want to win the lottery. Please help me win the lottery, please, for years. Yep. And finally, one day, God said back, buy a ticket.
Hey, I got 5 in my wallet. So, I just won $60.
Buy a ticket. So, even though it's 1,000 to 11, it's still out there. They have to prepare, and you learn how to compete.
Right.
And you learn how to work in your craft. All of these are important skills that you may not use them today as a young person, 10, 11, 12. But when you're 30, you'll remember that you. So good luck to you, and and great joy. I'm happy that you're still working at this business, and it's not all blue screen.
Right. And Nancy, you know, I work for Barbizon. I hire team leaders all over. And, you know, I want to say with Barbizon, it's really great to see the talent that gets training. We're talking mm-hmm. it's 75 years in the making. And so, you know, as a casting director, what is your, let me ask you, your quick background when someone has a good picture and they say, you know, I'm beautiful, I can do this, I don't need training. What is your advice?
Well, I have to answer that question. I kind of going to tell a little story. I would have parents call me and say, you know, hey, I want to audition for, let's say, some kind of Disney movie. And I'm like, well, the reality of the fact is that you're new and you're never going to make that movie going in and not having any skills whatsoever. There's so many etiquettes you have to learn about our business, and it'll take years and years for people to learn how to behave on set, how to apply for a job, how to get an agent, how to submit for jobs, what a good headshot looks like, what a good comp card looks like. And then you talk about your acting skills on top of that and what sets some actors aside from other actors and what puts that, you know, some actors, you know, that are only extras and other actors that get lead roles. Those are things. So when people come to me and say that, I'm like, you have to be trained. You have to do your classes. You have to practice your skills. And some part of practicing your skills is going to an audition and learning how to audition properly, because that's what makes or break. And practicing your skills is working for students. You know, if you do 1,000 student films, that's okay. You're practicing.
Right. Now, you know, here's an example, Nancy, and I want to tell you, and we're going to talk more on this real quick, but we just had our air conditioning go out in the condo today, and this gentleman that was probably 58, 59, and he said, oh, I wish I could have been an actor or model at one time. And, you know, there's parts for everybody, as you've casted for movies for extras as well. That's what I'm trying to let TN Talk Radio listeners know, that there's an opportunity for them to be in a movie. You know, when they did Dolphin Tale 2 here, we'll get, you know, front runner casting back on here. But, you know, with you, can you explain, you know, it's any age can do this if we're extras.
You know, the funniest thing on that is that there's a lot of people that are retiring mm-hmm. and they're coming into our industry as a hobby, you know, and they want to be extras. They don't care about having the lead roles. All they want to do is be an extra on a film. It's a little extra money, gas money, and they're getting to do something exciting that they've always wanted to do. There are more baby boomers coming into our industry than any other age range. It's just something keeps them busy.
It's fun. So it's fun.
Yes, it's
right.
fun.
And it's fun.
That's exciting.
The thing. It's fun. You don't have to prove, at this age, at our age, you don't have to prove anything. You don't have to try to knock no one out of space. You're not trying to win an Oscar or an Academy Award.
It's a lot of fun.
It's just fun. You're out with other people. You get up in the morning. You have something to do. You even if it's 6 months or 3 months, and it's fun. You get to dress up. You know, I love it.
My mom, my father passed away, and she said, "Dawn, I'm so bored," and you know, and she missed him so much. And I got her on All About the Benjamins with, I said, Ice Cube.
Yeah. I love it.
And she was having so much fun, and she felt so pampered, and you know, and that's what I did with some ladies on Home Shopping Network, you know, and you've casted for Home Shopping Network as well. You know,
I do. Yes, I do.
Right. So I know I work with an independent producer over there, and I think I hooked him up with you as well, Mr. Rob Anderson. We want to give a shout out to out there for all the things that he's done for me as well. But you know, the main thing is for the listeners that they know, hey, you know what? I want to be in a movie. Well, I'm going to contact Hollywood Connections at TN Talk Radio. And I want to be on that show, and I want to interview some producers. That's what this show is all about. And
Nancy, great connection.
Yeah. Nancy, we want to thank you for calling in. We're going to get you next time. We have a full house here. We got to get you here. You got to get to Clearwater in the house here.
And fun?
I do. Yeah, we'll get you over here at the station.
All right, that sounds good.
Sounds good, Nancy. Thank you for your advice. We'll get you more advice from Nancy McBride, casting director, TV film. She's amazing. And Nancy, we'll get you back very shortly. Thank you.
All right,
God bless.
Dawn.
Bye-bye. Wow, you know, that's what this is about. And we have Yvonne here. Yvonne, you've been with me for a couple of years. You're my Miss Florida diva. And the people are going, what is she talking about pageants now? Well, that's on September 5th. We have a certain pageant show.
Yes.
But mine is different. You have to audition, and we have all ages. And you could be a beauty queen reporter. And tell me some of the fun things that you've done with me.
Oh, I've been on pageants with you.
Okay. Yes, you have. You've judged pageants, and we have a pageant coming up that will be linked to our website that you'll be judging soon.
Yes, I will.
Right? And I know our DJ is like, Dawn, this is your first show, and now you've got three more callers.
Okay.
I've got to take the lunch here pretty soon. Yeah, I owe you almost so much. You know, Ed, he helped me. You know, he said to me, Dawn, you have like, you know, 30 emails because they're all MP3s of people that I'm sending. Okay, Chris, who's on the line now?
We've got Nicholas.
Yes, Nicholas Wolf. Wow, what a success story. Hello, Nicholas. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Fabulous. What is your age now?
15.
Now, so you remember when you started out with me and you heard about what I was doing. I know your mom came to our sailboat and we popped over and she was like, Nicholas would be good working with you. Since you've worked with me, you became a reporter. You got a media ID. You were in the movie Ring the Bell that I just saw on Netflix. I'm like, oh, there's Nicholas. Nicholas, I'm so proud of you. You've been on every major film circuit. You're in the gaming world as well. But you've interviewed so many producers and directors for me. And your career is just launching. Can you tell my listeners about being a reporter for me and what it did for you?
Well, being a reporter is actually one of my more favorite things to do, honestly. Like, because a lot of it has to do with meeting new people and going to new events, which I may have not been able to go to before. So reporting is very, very amazing to do, especially when going to film festivals or races or any other events that I have that I can go to. It's just an amazing experience, and there's a lot of things that I personally can learn from it.
Right. And you got to just to interview Stephen Baldwin. You just interviewed, oh gosh, who was the one from Goonies? We're gonna play a lot of your footage here pretty soon. This is just a kickoff. Can you name some other celebrities that we had you connected with?
Yes. Well, of course, Stephen Baldwin was one.
Major producers. Major.
Yeah, and then Sean Astin was also another one, who you may know from the Hobbit series, the trilogy. He was actually a very fun guy to interview because he had a new film that was showing up at one of the festivals. So it was nice to talk to him and the director-producer of the film and just seeing their interactions.
Right. Well, Nicholas, I just want to introduce everyone. Give them your Facebook. Give them your website. And then I'm going to get you back. I know we are kind of going over on shows today, but I just want to introduce you. And I am looking for reporters all over the United States. Nicholas, you're also independent now, and you still do some things with me, but you're also doing some hosting for a TV show in Orlando?
Called 24 Flicks.
Right, and I'm going to be featuring you again on our website, so producers, directors, get out there, get this kid, because I'll tell you, somebody else is going to get him, and you're going to say, I wish I would have, could have had him. All right, Nicholas, I love you. Thank you. Tell your mom thank you. We're going to get your call in next week, and God bless, and we'll be playing your clips very soon here.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nicholas. What a man. He's amazing. Yes. Yeah, actor as well. And we have another caller on the line. I know, Chris, how are you?
I'm getting carpal tunnel back here. We've got Kevin. Kevin is on the line. You there, Kevin?
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, there you are, Dawn.
Thank you. I know we have like 10 minutes. I know Chris has probably had some really like aromatherapy shows, you know. He can sit back and relax. I am making him sweat and work back there. And I really appreciate your
Do we have a masseuse coming in next week?
We will. I will get you one. Somehow.
Work on that.
We'll work on that for you, Chris. Thank you. Kevin has been a friend of mine. He worked with, oh my God, how many stars have you worked with? Ed McMahon. Back in the days. Kevin?
I guess I can say I started back in the mid-80s.
Right. And then you were doing some other things, too, with Universal.
Yeah, right. One of the first ones at Universal Studios to have an office there with some other major and talented production people.
Right.
Primarily started in 1990.
Right.
I remember a magazine called Entertainment Review that first started. And I keep thinking of a name, Gersh Morningstar, for some reason.
Oh, yes. But you know what? We only have a few minutes, Kevin, and you're going to be calling in and you're going to be coming to the station. But what I wanted you to call in for as well is you've got a big major event coming up in October.
Yes.
Tell us about that real quick here.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we are on the air, Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin, Mr. Producer in Orlando. Yes, we're on the air. Tantalk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
Well, primarily what I want to do first is let people know just exactly what the organization is all about. It's called Pledge for Patriots, and that's PLEDGE, the number 4, patriots.org. And we've been in operation since 2011. We're licensed, trademark incorporated.
Right, but Kevin, what we need real quick, because we're running down, seriously, and I got to get you back, just the date of your event and where it's going to be at. It'll be linked to our website.
The date of the event is October 21st, Wednesday, 8 p.m., at the new Olympic Events Theater. And that's on Old 441 right there in Mount Dora.
Maybe we can do a live remote out there or something. That would be awesome. So it sounds good. Kevin, thank you. We have like 5 minutes left, and we still have more guests in the house, but I'm going to get you back on. It's our first show, and I kind of went over on guests, and I wasn't sure who's calling in, and some we have to get back next week. But thank you. God bless. We're going to get back to you for sure. I'll call you after the show. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. All right. Who's next on the line?
We've got Shy.
Shy Figaro. Real quick, Shy's in Las Vegas, shyfigaro.com. Shy, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
Fabulous. Did you hook up with our new correspondent in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I spoke to him last night, and we'll be getting together with him today.
Right. Now, you're going to tell us what you're doing. We have 1 minute, Shy, and then I'm going to get you back again.
I'm sorry?
We have about 1 minute on our show left, but I wanted to have you just talk about, you know, what you're doing real quick in Las Vegas.
Yeah, okay. Basically, we are going to do an amazing show by many designers coming from all over the world, France and, you know, other European countries. And we also have, we're going to do an amazing show called Las Vegas Runway. It's a bunch of designers get together to bring some amazing fashion to the community of Las Vegas.
Wow. And if somebody wants to be a part of that, what height are you looking for?
What?
Somebody's for their height. What height for runway are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for 5'8" and up.
Okay, so if we have them that are calling in and say, hey, that would be great, like that one gal I've got to send you yet that I met at the Women's Glorified event, she is fabulous for you. But is there a number they can call you?
Well, yes, they can call me at 702-580-9655. Or
904-365-1493. Gotcha, Shy. Well, we're going to let everyone know, shyfigaro.com. Shy, we got to go. I will call you after the show as well. We're just running over today, first show of, you know, how the kinks, we got to get out and kind of time everything and so forth. But we thank you so much for calling in. I'll get back to you for sure soon.
Yeah, definitely. Don't forget Vegas Runway. Again, amazing designer, Rhinestone, you know, and Razor Blade by Kristen Park. On TV.com, and and we have Josh Morlin from Germany, and the address of the show is Sun Studio 4600 Polaris and Avenue Suite 100 in Las Vegas.
Perfect. Sounds good, Shy. Well, we got people I'm sending over Sunday, so we've got to go, but I'll call you as soon as I'm done. All right. God bless. All right. Thank you. That was Shy Figaro. And we have Chris, we have more callers.
No, that's
we're
it.
Good. Okay, so we have
clear
here.
The bank.
Well, I see that flashing light back there.
Hold
I know
on,
he's
I
like,
could be wrong.
Callers. We have you are.
Hi, I'm Katarina. I'm Miss International Mermaid of Southwest Florida.
That's right. You're going to come back on the pageant show on September 5th.
Yes. I'm so excited for that, actually.
Right. Now, real quick, you have a minute. Tell us about your mermaid business that you have.
Well, I know it sounds kind of out of the ordinary, but I'm sure a lot of people have heard about WikiWatchy mermaids and how they swim in the tanks and they
yes.
do all the shows and stuff.
They have a commercial running here at Tantalk.
Yes, yeah. I'm actually not affiliated with them. I have my own tail. I do, like, grand openings. Recently, I've been going to assisted living facilities and doing senior citizens' nails, and I've been interacting with them. I do my own birthday parties for little kids, so if anyone out there has kids that love mermaids, I have, like, so many packages, hair, makeup, nails.
Well, we're going to promote you. Give your phone number.
My phone number is 941-380-2978, and you can also contact my momager, which is my mom and manager.
Yeah, momager.
At Lori D, LORID, 1969-24@gmail.com for more information and price packages. But, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wait, you're going to be hosting some shows because I'll be doing some live remotes or some taping. We got some exciting things. We just offered you the Miss Showbiz title.
Yes, that's awesome.
I'm
so excited.
I think we've got something exciting from Stephanie. We'll talk about that later as well. And Chris, how are you doing? Thank you so much.
I'm good. I'm soaking it all in. What, I missed the beginning of the title. Miss what?
Miss International Mermaid.
Okay. Of South Florida, you said?
Well, I'm actually, I go around Southwest Florida, but that's not in my title. I'm just Miss International Mermaid.
I was like, do they have like multiple ones within the state of Florida?
No, the one and only.
Okay. Ah, there she is.
There you go. Much better. That's a better title.
We got her. I got to tell you, I want to thank King James for being here so much. And I want to thank Dr. Tony Luck from South Africa and our guest in the house and Yvonne, our Miss Florida diva. If you would like to call me at 727-871-7788 or very easy. Remember my name, Dawn, like dishwashing liquid? Uh-huh. Or Reese, like peanut butter cup? Go to drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com. And I want to thank the Paint Wizard. If you want to be a sponsor for my show, jump on board now because people are jumping on and you want commercials. We need you. We love you. Thank you. God bless. Give it to God. And remember, all things are possible.
Hey everyone, I'm here with Sean Austin and Chris Monkey. Now, Chris and Sean, you guys have a new film, The Surface, which is going to be showing here at the theater. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the film and its main concept?
So the Gasparilla International Film Festival has been good enough to let our film be the opening night film. It's called The Surface. It's actually a two-character movie. Most of the movie is just the two of us trapped in a boat together. And my character wants to commit suicide, and his character's hurt and wants to survive. And it's really about how these two men learn a little bit about themselves and survival and beauty and friendship and
and it's about never giving up on your friend, perseverance. So it's a really inspirational film, and it's a beautiful film too. I mean, visually it's stunning, and great soundtrack, and we shot it out in Lake Michigan in Milwaukee. And
I keep forgetting to talk about that, but Lake Michigan just seems like Lake Michigan, but it's actually as big as an ocean when you're on it. It feels like an ocean.
It's ridiculous.
And this movie, it almost looks like a desert. It's so wide and it's so lonely.
Well, I think it's bigger than that, Sean. I think it's like
that.
Yeah, it's like,
but if this was the world, it's like that.
Yeah, wait, no, which? Oh yeah, right. But if you are like this far away and you're in a spaceship, right? And you're like,
as long as I'm that tall, I'm happy. I don't care where I am. So, but Nicholas, he talked about never giving up on a friendship. So far, he's never given up on me.
No, I won't.
Now, is there anywhere else that The Surface is going to be showing besides Gasparilla?
On May 15th, 2015, so 5/15/15, there's a regional release planned in the upper Midwest, I guess you could say, around Chicago, Illinois, Wisconsin, that kind of thing. So, and then in a couple of months after that, it's going to have its big video release. So unless the people of Tampa demand that they open it in a couple theaters, at which point I know the people who will be happy to supply that demand.
You know, I did a film called Whiplash that was out there. We've got three Academy Awards this year, right? And what happened was...
Movie.
Thank you, man. And what happened was that they opened it the same way that The Surface is opening. And they opened it, I think, in five cities. Philly, New York, Chicago, L.A., and someplace else. And then it
you were kind
snowballed.
Of a jerk in that movie.
Yeah, I was. Wasn't I?
He's totally not a jerk in real life, but that movie was absolutely
I nailed
brilliant.
The jerk thing, didn't I? Hey! But anyhow, so we have great hopes for The Surface.
And that it can build.
If you don't like it, we'll buy you the pizza, okay? Two toppings only, okay?
Thanks very much for letting me interview.
Nicholas,
thank you.
Great, all the best.
Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.